For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The most contentious battle over a Supreme Court nominee in memory is almost over. Judge Brett Kavanaugh appears poised to be confirmed today, this after the Senate advanced the confirmation with a procedural vote and several undecided senators announced they would vote in favor of Kavanaugh, including Maine Senator Susan Collins. The suspense in the Senate ended when Collins punctuated a 43-minute speech with these words.
I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh.
Shortly afterward, lone Democrat Joe Manchin from West Virginia said he too will vote to confirm Kavanaugh. Republican Lisa Murkowski of Alaska broke with her party.
I could not conclude that he is the right person for the court at this time.
You're listening to USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The most contentious battle over a Supreme Court nominee in memory is almost over. Judge Brett Kavanaugh appears poised to be confirmed today, this after the Senate advanced the confirmation with a procedural vote and several undecided senators announced they would vote in favor of Kavanaugh, including Maine Senator Susan Collins. The suspense in the Senate ended when Collins punctuated a 43-minute speech with these words.
I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh.
Shortly afterward, lone Democrat Joe Manchin from West Virginia said he too will vote to confirm Kavanaugh. Republican Lisa Murkowski of Alaska broke with her party.
I could not conclude that he is the right person for the court at this time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
In a trial that has gripped Chicago for days, white police officer Jason Van Dyke convicted for murder and aggravated battery in the shooting death of a black teenager, Laquan McDonald, in 2014. McDonald went down under a hail of 16 bullets as he was walking away from police. He was carrying a knife. McDonald's uncle, Reverend Martin Hunter.
America was on trial, and people all over America and all over the world have been waiting to see what was going to happen.
A major mattress retailer has filed for bankruptcy. Mattress firm, America's largest bed retailer, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will close up to 700 stores. Mattress firm says it will quickly shut down 200 underperforming stores and make decisions about the other 500 locations in the coming weeks. There are more than 3,300 Mattress Firm stores in the U.S. The company has been struggling with competition from online retailers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Chinese officials are furious after Vice President Mike Pence sent them a scathing message in a speech on Thursday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Echoing remarks that President Trump had recently made, Vice President Pence accused Beijing of meddling in U.S. elections to counter tough trade policies against China.
As a senior career member of our intelligence community told me just this week, what the Russians are doing pales in comparison